Instead of murmuring, let us exercise faith. December 6. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Shortly before Christ's ascension, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Grieved at his unbelief, Christ turned to him, saying, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Is it possible that I have walked with you, and talked with you, and fed you by miracles, and yet you have not comprehended that I was the sent of God, the way, the truth, and the life, that I came from heaven to represent the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, for I am the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person. Too often we grieve the heart of Jesus by our unbelief. Our faith is short-sighted, and we allow trials to bring out our inherited and cultivated tendencies to wrong. When brought into straight circumstances, we dishonor God by murmuring and complaining. Instead of this, we should show that we have learned in the school of Christ, by helping those that are worse off than ourselves, those who are seeking for light, but are unable to find it. Such have a special claim upon our sympathy, but instead of trying to uplift them, we pass by on the other side, intent on our own interests or trials. If we do not show decided unbelief, we manifest a murmuring, complaining spirit. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Christ has already proved himself to be our ever-present Savior. He knows all about our circumstances, and in the hour of trial can we not pray that God will give us his Holy Spirit to bring to our minds his many manifestations of power in our behalf? Can we not believe that he is as willing to help us as on former occasions? His past dealings with his servants are not to fade from our minds, but the remembrance of them is ever to strengthen and uphold us. No amount of tribulation can separate us from Christ. If he leads us to Rephidim, it is because he sees that it is for our good and for his name's glory. If we will look to him in trusting faith, he will, in his own time, turn the bitterness of Marah into sweetness. He can open the flinty rock, and cause cooling streams to flow forth. Then shall we not lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving for past mercies, and go forward with full assurance that he is an ever-present help in time of trouble?